This is The Hollywood Outsider, and this is going to be a little different. I want to give you a quick explanation. We were originally going to have our 2018, what's the most exciting thing coming down the pike in 2018 for movies and television? A couple special guests. We're going to have Sean Fuller and Troy Heinrichs are going to pop on. We ultimately decided that it would be best to postpone that episode until next week. And I'll tell you why here in a minute, but I thought it was important that you hear it direct from us. I know there's a lot of people that are fans of The Hollywood Outsider, and I thought you guys should hear from us. So this is very off the cuff. It's not edited. We haven't really tidied it up like we normally would. So my name is Aaron Peterson. Joining me today is my fellow co-host, Scott Clark.
Hey, Aaron. Good evening.
Good evening. You got a new microphone. I like it.
I do have a new microphone. Do you like it?
I do. I think you sound, sound like Scott Sexy.
So I didn't sound sexy before is what you're saying.
That's exactly.
I just sounded like regular old boring Scott.
Pretty much. How are you feeling? Yeah. You don't have a format for this, and I know you struggle.
I do struggle, man. I have nothing in front of me to read. I have no copy, no format, no nothing. I have no idea. So this is interesting. This is I'm definitely a fish out of water right now.
it'll be interesting. So okay, so here's the hard news. And we didn't know how to handle it. I'll be perfectly honest. We didn't know how to handle it. Do we take the
still
week?
Don't know.
Still don't know. So I don't know if it's the right answer or the wrong answer. And if you're a new listener, don't base us on this episode. I really wouldn't. I would go to our back catalog. We've got hundreds of episodes. There's plenty of stuff you can listen to. If you want a recommendation from me, it would probably be one of the first 5 years worth. What happened was, for longtime listeners, we started in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
7 years ago. That's
yeah, 7 years. Our episode 300 is coming around the corner, and you know, a lot of people have. We started with four core hosts. I don't have anything to read either. Four core hosts, and that was myself, Scott, Brian Williams, and Justin McCumber. Justin McCumber left the show last October, I believe. He had a pretty rough year, so he left last year. Brian left back in July, I believe, of the same year. We lost both in the same year.
He was October 2016, though, when he left, wasn't it?
16, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, 2016, I'm sorry. So mm-hmm. It's been a year and a couple months, right? Year and a couple months.
Right, yes.
But he was here for 5 years. Author, writer of books such as Haywire, Stillwater, which I still say is a great book. You should definitely check out all his works, but Stillwater in particular is my favorite. Creator and host of the Listeners of the Dead Robot Society podcast. And he left the show. He had a rough year. He lost his mother and grandmother. And he had a bout with cancer in 1 year. I mean, that's tough for anybody to bear. And he just, it was obviously taking its toll.
And didn't his wife?
Yeah, his wife had some medical issues too. So, I mean, it was a rough year for him. And podcasts were not making it easier, you know.
Especially putting up with us.
Especially putting up with you. That's really what it boils down to.
Pretty much.
Episode 200, boy. Oh, boy. That was a dream. That's a lot of fun between you.
And some of that will never see the light of day again, hopefully.
That's true. So, okay, so I should get to the point. What happened was Justin left the show. He had some more medical issues, and he had a liver transplant, or he needed a liver, and he finally got a liver. His family was very excited.
It was a big deal. Very exciting that he got a new liver.
He was very excited, and he had complications from that, and I'm not going into that, but we found out, I mean, we record on Tuesdays, and we found out late today's Monday at the time we're recording this, and we just found out.
Like less than 2 hours ago.
Less than 2 hours ago that he passed away due to complications from that transplant. And so, you know, and maybe it seems silly, you guys are going to do a podcast 2 hours later. But it's really what we decided to do because we know that a new episode would be coming out like Wednesday. And I personally would feel wrong releasing some episode where we're having a jovial conversation about something, knowing that somebody, a friend of ours, passed away.
And, yeah, I agree. I feel like it kind of would have been in poor taste. So I was actually on the camp of doing something a little bit different. You and I talked about it through text messages a little bit, just less than an hour ago, actually.
Right.
And yeah, that just doesn't seem like the right thing to do. I mean, we've said our goodbyes to Justin from the show, you know what I mean? And just never imagined that we'd be saying goodbye again in a different sense. And, you know, what better way to do that than to take a moment here with our audience? And like Aaron said, if this is your first episode of The Hollywood Outsider, please do not base all of them on this one. This is an anomaly. This is a big deal for us. Justin was on the show for 5 years. I've known him for about 17 or 18 years. I met him.
Yeah. Tell people where you met Justin, I guess.
There's a website. Everybody knows Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And before Rotten Tomatoes wasn't like on the tip of everybody's tongue, Rotten Tomatoes was a place that had a giant community built in, buried inside it. There's these forums. And there's one forum in particular, me being a video game fan, went to a video game forum called General Video Game Discussion. And that's where I met Justin. He went by the moniker of Reaver. That was his name. I remember his avatar was like a little robot with these two circulating hands or something like that. That's, you know, and I never knew his real name for the longest time. I never knew what he looked like, anything. Just he was kind of part of the core group of that discussion board. And that's where I met him. And when we started The Hollywood Outsider and I mentioned to you, hey, this guy really, really knows his movies, might be a good addition. That's how he became involved with The Hollywood Outsider. But very, very open-minded isn't the word I'm looking for. He is very open-minded, but very not afraid to say anything, not afraid to speak his mind, especially on a keyboard. As most people will attest from our Facebook group.
He wasn't afraid in a podcast either, honestly. Yeah,
that too. Yeah. But that was my early introduction to him, was just chatting video games and getting into arguments and disagreements. but very opinionated, very effective in his text and his speaking.
Oh, he can make you feel stupid really quick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very, very quickly.
Which is a skill. So. Which is a skill.
So anyway, I'm going on a rabbit trail. You can see what I do with no format, but
no, man. I mean, it's genuine. There's nothing wrong with genuine.
Right. Boy.
But the big thing is, you've never actually. I mean, this is the age we live in. I think people think you have to hang out and go to baseball games to be friends, but you guys never actually met in person.
No, we didn't. And after today, I'm really regretting that I did not have the opportunity. One of our listeners went to Dallas for a business trip and met him in person. And I'm like, wow, our listeners have met him and I haven't. That makes me feel really awful that I didn't get a chance to meet him in person, because he was a part of my life every week for 5 years, literally 5 years in a row is part, you know, mm-hmm. It's part of my routine, and he's gone. It's kind of eerie to think about, because I've lost people in my life, obviously, you know, grandparents, and I've lost an aunt and those kinds of things. But even a lot of my family, I was never very close to. I actually even lost a friend a couple years ago that lost his life here in town. But that wasn't somebody I spent every week with. And this is somebody that I mean, not even just the podcast, but we chat all week long. You know what I mean? Like we do now. So this one hits real close to home, and it's affected me way more than I expected it would. How about you?
I remember when you suggested him and I first talked to him, and I'm like, well, he's really intellectual. He's very intelligent. He's very, you know, forthright. He's not afraid of saying his opinion. You know, all the things I like, you know, he's not afraid of opinion. I love people that are not afraid. You know, he and I were like oil and water in a lot of subjects and topics,
but it made for good radio.
It made for great radio. I mean, our some of our fights were legendary. You know, and I think we would probably come to a head every now and again, sure, but we always got along. And the funny thing to me is, I met him in person, and he was nothing like that in person. We went to South by Southwest together. We spent like 5 days together. We actually had a really good time. We didn't bicker about anything. You know, we just went and saw movies and talked about things we loved. And, you know,
do you know how depressing that was for people to hear that you guys meeting in person and you didn't bicker the whole time? I think people were looking forward to hearing about that.
Yeah, they thought it was going to be an epic brawl. And it was a lot of fun. It was a good time. We saw a lot of great movies. He had a lot of fun, I think. I think he had always wanted to go to that festival. And, you know, we got to hang out and actually get to know each other a little better on a more personal level. And obviously, I mean, I know you regret it, but in this day and age, man, people are really close friends over the internet. There's nothing weird about that. I was friends with Brian, close friends with Brian for years before we ever actually met. So
right.
It's normal. It's totally normal. In this day and age, it's just the way things are. I was trying to think as we were putting this, not putting it together, because we literally were like, what do we want to do here? Because, you know, when we record tomorrow, do we want to just scrap the episode and have like a moment of silence? Or, you know, would people understand what that was about? You know, would they know what was going on? Or should we make sure and tell people? Because there are people that still miss Justin to this day, you know, fans, longtime fans of The Hollywood Outsider, and they still send, you know, emails like, when's Justin going to come by? When's Justin going to come by? I really hope people don't think we're being insensitive by putting something out so soon. I really felt like I don't want to leave dead air, because then people that aren't on Facebook or aren't in our Facebook group have no idea what happened. They're just like, okay, because I don't want to do that and then come back with a jovial episode and just like ignore it happened. I can't do that. The guy was, he's a reason, he's family for this podcast and for listeners, really? And there's no way I can do that. So we thought, as much as we were having a hard time, we're like, you know what, let's just gather our thoughts and we'll talk randomly. And if we ramble, we ramble. If people want to judge us for that, that's totally fine. And we'll, at the end of this, we'll re-air his goodbye episode so you guys can hear his voice. If you want to hear it more, obviously you can go back and listen to hundreds of episodes that Justin was on. And I think that's, you know what, that's honestly the coolest thing. Have you lost anybody in the podcast space before? I mean, you're a fan of a lot of stuff.
No, I've heard other podcasts where people have lost a fellow podcaster and just felt very touched by things I heard. I never imagined I'd be in that position at this stage of my life. I mean, I know we've been doing this for close to 8 years at this point, but it's something that I never would have imagined, at least until we were 20, 30 years into this, at the least.
It just really hit me. Like, it's been, I think it's, I guess to tell people, we kind of had an inclination that it was going to happen. So, you know, we knew that there was a possibility that Justin was going to not be here. His liver just, you know, I don't want to get into it because that's his family's business. That's not really ours to tell. It just, you know, things happen. That's how science works. Sometimes it works miracles and sometimes it just doesn't work. But he was such a, I mean, he could be such a gruff. Such a gruff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he liked to antagonize me and I like to antagonize. I know we like to antagonize.
Antagonize you.
Yeah. Well, he loved to antagonize you.
Yeah.
That was fun. But you also take shit way too personal. So some of that's on you.
I got better.
But he was also a really, really sweet guy. And my wife asked me what's the first thing you think of when you think of Justin? And my honest answer was, he's the only person, friend, I've ever had that I've never heard say an ill will about, like a negative word about their spouse. He's the only one. And I'm sorry if your wife's listening, Scott, but every other friend I have at some point has been mad or whatever and said something derogatory or something just because out of, whether it be out of anger or just frustration or whatever it is, they said something. That's the one thing I can honestly say. I swear on my soul, he never said an ill word about his wife ever. And that's the first thing that comes to my mind, because it always impressed me that he would never do that. Like, maybe he did it to other people. I had never heard it. And we talked to him for 5 years every week. So I always thought that was the most impressive. What's your first thing, like, when you think of Justin?
Star Wars. I mean, that seems silly, but I have never met anybody that was so passionate about that franchise. I mean, do you remember the episode where we actually got him to admit that episode one was not that good of a movie?
Which one was that?
That was, so I'm saying we got to go back and find it, because when we got him to say that, he was like, I went back and watched it, and I might be coming around to the idea that wasn't the greatest movie. and if you listen to the show for as long as we've been doing it, you know that there's, like, not a soul on this planet that worships that franchise more than Justin does.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a shrine in his office that built to it, and he had such a love and adoration for that since he was a child. And which is interesting if you think about it, because Jedis are basically a religion. And Justin is as far away from religious as you can get, I believe.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
So the fact that he loves Star Wars that much was intriguing on its own. But that's,
well, he loved fantasy. He loved the elements of fantasy. I mean, that was what inspired him to be a writer, if I'm not mistaken.
Really was.
Yeah.
He got he had a Stephen King tattoo from
Dark Tower.
Dark Tower. Thank you. I was trying to say, I knew Tower was in there, but. And I hadn't even seen the movie or read the book or anything, and I thought that was a cool tattoo. He loved everything about entertainment, whether it be literature, whether it be film, whether it be video games. I've never, you know, that dude, how many times did he play Mass Effect 2? You talk about playing that game like 8 or 12 times, and he loves science fiction so much. He's the reason that I gave so many movies a try. Remember, was it Coherence? Was that the movie that he recommended us to watch?
Yeah, we named an award, our whole awards we have every year with the best in movies. You guys heard it, I think it was last week, we had our whole awards. And the Coherence Award is named after Justin McCumber. Yep.
Right, because that movie just came out of nowhere, and he highly recommended it, and I loved it. And, there's a lot of movies that I never would have given a chance if he hadn't recommended them, so.
And he hunted down the director and got an interview with him, too. See, that's still in the feed. That was a great interview, too.
It was.
Yeah.
Never to get him to see The Lion King or The Sandlot, though.
Still. Years later, still.
So stubborn.
You could be that way too, Scott. Maybe you guys see a little bit of that in each other.
Maybe.
If people push it too hard, you're like, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to do it. Do you have a favorite? I mean, we'll talk about it more when we do our episode 300, when we can have Brian and John here. But is there anything else you want us? I mean, what should we talk about here? I don't know.
We have plenty to say in the episode that's following us. This is just us introducing it. But
right.
like I mentioned earlier, we're saying goodbye to him in this episode, just from the show, and to say goodbye to him forever is kind of not hit me yet, and my heart reaches out to his wife, whom I've obviously also not met, but my heart just breaks for her, and I hope you've got lots of friends and family around you that can support you and be there for you, because I physically can't right now, and I wish you the best, and I hope the healing process begins sooner than later for you.
I should say we will, when we get anything or we hear of anything, if there's any memorial for the family or to help with medical bills or anything like that, we'll be sure to put that up in our social media circles, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, whatever we can to help, we'll definitely have it there. So keep an eye on that. As I said, this just happened, so we don't have any details, and I'm not about to ask for those details right now. So just keep an eye in the Facebook group. His wife, Krista, and his brother Scott, he talked about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they all loved him. And I mean, I don't think any of them spoke ill about the other one. They seem so loving, and I don't know. I really feel for everybody. And I was kind of, surprised that, you know, I knew it was coming, and, you know, he sent, 2 Escape from New York Blu-rays to me, before. I think he sent you something too.
He did. He sent me something Legend of Zelda related, a Link action figure that is sitting proudly on my shelf not far from me right now.
That was kind of my first inclination that things weren't going well, I guess. It sounds weird, but it just came out of nowhere. And I'm like, 2? What do we need 2 Blu-ray? 2 Blu-rays for? I mean, I love Kurt Russell, but do we need to double up? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, he did it because both of ours were within not long of each other, if I remember correctly. It was like a couple weeks or something.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. They were pretty close.
So
I don't know. Yeah. And I know he bought them because I remember him telling me that, hey, would you be interested in an Escape from New York Steelbook? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's Kurt Russell. Of course I would. Duh. And then that was a few months later he sent it. So I don't know. I mean, he's had a lot of struggles, and I've tried to talk to him several times. We did talk about it a couple times, but he, you know, it was hard for him. And right. I get that. He's very, you know, he'd put it on Facebook before he wanted to tell anybody else in person. That was a funny thing.
I remember that was how we learned things about him, was just go look to Facebook.
Sometimes. I remember once I asked him, like, hey, how you doing? And then he put something on Facebook like 20 minutes later, and I messaged him like, really? You couldn't just text it to me? He's like, I thought Facebook was quicker.
That's Justin.
Yeah, that was Justin.
Oh, boy. I don't really know what else to say, man. This is a sad day. It really is. It's sad to lose anybody, but someone that was that much of a part of your life for so long, just hits that much closer.
I do want to address, because we have over the months, we have had emails from people saying, hey, you know, Justin left and he said he was going to come back, but he never came back. What was going on with that? I mean, you know, did you guys have a falling out? Absolutely not. I invited him back several times. He was supposed to come back on the Star Wars episode and he overslept the last year. I think, yeah, it was last year, right? It was Rogue One.
Yes.
That was
time before that was groceries.
And he really wanted to do Justice League. And we talked about that many, many times. And of course the new Star Wars, he was looking forward to that. And unfortunately, I don't think he ever got to see that. And if you're going to be sad about something, be sad about that, because that man loves Star, like Scott said, more than anything short of his family. I think he loved that. In fact, it was pretty close. I don't know. I mean,
real close.
It was pretty close. He loves him some Star Wars. But so we did, and we were hoping our episode 300 is right around the corner. And we actually, you know, you'll notice if you look at the shows, the episode names, several we had without episode numbers. And we even stretched out and skipped an episode here or there, trying to stretch it out because I knew he had his transplant and we wanted to fit him in and it would take some recovery time. So I was trying to make that work, and it just, it didn't work.
Yeah. All the people to miss episode 9, man. Ugh.
Yeah. And I remember his brother even put up a post like, no spoilers for Justin. Please don't spoil the movie for Justin because he hasn't had a chance to see it yet. So if you dumbasses put any spoilers up, you know, I thought that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We just wanted to talk about him for a little bit and let you guys know what was going on and why it's not a normal episode this week. And I'm sure you'll understand. We are going to now play the his original goodbye episode where he left the show. I think, you know, people missing his voice, it's very sweet. And if you want to hear some of the great moments we had with Justin, be sure to check out some of that back catalog. Is there anything you want to say before we lead into the episode?
We need some Chewy Don't Take t-shirts, I think, or something. Man, last word, what do you say to wrap it up? I miss you, man. And we'll think of you always, and Just take care, man. Take care. We all miss you.
We will address more. We'll have some more fun times revolving around Justin. Episode 300. I think Brian will be there. John will be there. If you wonder where John is, it's really late at night when this is happening. He's in Florida, so he's an hour ahead. So it's really late for him. Otherwise, I'm sure he would join. He just he didn't work with Justin for 5 years like we did. So it's for Scott and I, it's a little more personal, I guess. I'm not taking away anything from John though. So
right,
I know Justin doesn't believe in heaven, but I do. So I'm hoping he's up there. And like David McGraw and I were talking, I really hope they're playing Star Wars up there for him, so he can see what happens to Luke, because I think that'd blow his mind. I really did. And all the people that didn't like it, he'd tell you why he loved it. That's what would happen.
He's already given it a $20.
He's already given it $50. Okay, well, here, we're going to go ahead and play that now so you can relive Justin's goodbye when he left the show. It was very bittersweet. I thought it was very honest and insightful discussion we had, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Please, again, go listen to him on any episode. He was always a lot of fun, even when he was being a Justin. So I'm really going to miss him. I never thought I would miss hearing, it's been a while, but I really do. So,
and as you listen to this episode, if you listen to it originally, you might notice that some sections have been trimmed. We added some Star Wars stuff, but most importantly, we took out where he kind of went in depth about what was going on with medical issues, because we didn't think it would be appropriate at this time. So I hope you understand. Without further ado, here is our episode from October 2016, Justin McCumber's Goodbye. This is The Hollywood Outsider, our weekly movie and TV podcast, which can be found at thehollywoodoutsider.com. Got a new episode every week. Be sure to get the Ho and the Go with our Apple or Android apps. You can almost find us on iTunes. You can also find us on iTunes, where reviews are appreciated. Your podcast app of choice, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or Stitcher. Please share the show on your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, whatever it is. Now, this is a special episode of our show, as we are saying goodbye to one of the original band members, a Beatle, if you will, Mr. Justin McCumber. You will find the usual whole episode in a couple of days, but this is a special episode. This is a special adieu. This is a, it'll be a while, I guess, is what we're calling it or something. So Scott Clark, my name is Aaron Peterson. I'm sorry. I'll be your host. Scott Clark is also here. Mr. Clark.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. We're having a very casual, laid back episode. We're going to talk to Justin about some of his favorite moments and favorite things about the show. We're gonna have some listener feedback, but before we get into that, Justin McCumber, how are you, sir?
Hey guys, it's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Well, if I say it, then I have to sing it to other people saying it. If I say it, then I'm just opening the door for myself, and that's not nearly as much fun as busting through it when someone else has opened it.
Like the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh yeah!
That's right.
Oh yeah! Oh no!
So do you want to talk about anything, or what's been going on, or let people know like all this stuff going on, personal stuff, or do you want to just keep that to yourself? I don't know what you want to do.
If people have noticed that I haven't been here for a while, it's like my head hasn't been in this game. It's been involved in other things, and it's not fair to you guys for me to just be so, I wouldn't say cavalier about the show, but to kind of just make you guys maybe feel like you're being strung along. And it's not fair to the listeners who, you know, kind of grow to depend on a certain set of voices that they're going to be listening to week in and week out to just, you know, come in and come out and not have that stability of hosts, and something had to give, and unfortunately it was the podcast, but I feel like it's the right thing to do. And yeah, this doesn't mean that when there is an inevitable fourth Matrix film that I won't be here to say my piece about how brilliant the Wachowskis have been once again. So perhaps from time to time, depending on the movie or the TV show, these guys may ask me my opinion and I'll get to come back. But for the most part, this is kind of the end of the road for me. And I really wish it was as less drama filled as Brian's was. I think he left the show on an up note, and I don't feel like I'm leaving the show on that same up note. And I regret that. And a lot of that's my doing. So how about you guys?
I don't know anything possible to say to that without, honestly, I think here's what I would say. I think you've had a really, really hard year. I don't envy at all the things you've had to go through. And I honestly, if I went through the same things, I probably would shut the podcast down myself. So I completely understand and sympathize. And I think you've been overwhelmed for a while. I think you needed a break at the very least from podcasting in general. It's just, you know, I know people don't seem to, they think people just sit down, do a couple hours and you're done every week, but there's a lot more to it. And there's a community and there's a lot of other things that go with it. And, you know, I totally understand, Justin. You've got other things to worry about, and you're also still trying to get your books out there, and it's hard to do that when you've got everything else going on. I can't even imagine what it's like to write when you can't clear your head. So I totally understand, and I totally sympathize with everything you're going through.
Yeah, I can't imagine going through everything that you have described. It's very overwhelming. I feel awful for you, man. I didn't even know some of the more recent stuff until you hopped on tonight. So I hope things pick up for you, man. It's sounds like it's been real rough for you, and I feel really bad for you.
Well, it has to get better. At some point it has to start ticking upward, and that's my hope for 2017, is that it's a better year, and you know, I'm moving upward, and my wife's healthy and my mom's still with us and everybody's in a better place. But you know, we'll just see how it goes.
Words of encouragement, if it matters. My mom, I almost lost twice in the last 5 years. Like, one time she was on the door, and the other time she was knocking, and both times she came back. It's, I'm not saying that that's always the way it goes, but I mean, there's something to be said for faith, even if you don't believe in whatever's up there, which you don't. Well, let's go into some other ground, some more upbeat ground, I should say. What have you? Let's talk more about the podcast and the time we've had in here, and talk about some of the fun and the memories we've had, because we have had a lot of them. And you know, I realize things have been rough for the last few months, year, whatever it's been, but we can still leave on an upbeat note. We can do whatever we want. You know, that's the beauty of being hoes, so to speak. So what have you, it's been a little over 5 years.
Hoes always end up on top, right?
touche. What have you, Justin, enjoyed the most from doing The Hollywood Outsider? What have you enjoyed the most?
Well, there have been so many things. I mean, getting to meet so many people, and I know this probably sounds cliche to those who may not have experienced what it's like, but to meet so many new people and make actual, genuine friendships with some of them through the podcast. I mean, my friends list grew by a pretty considerable number through the show. And these are people that I communicate with via Facebook, some of them through Twitter, on a daily basis. And I've almost kind of forgotten that some of these people are through the podcast. We've been communicating for so long. It's like part of me is like, how did we meet up again? And, you know, then I'll remember it was through the podcast. But there's they've been so kind to me, and they've been really positive and always there to listen. And I've enjoyed watching how, you know, their lives have grown and changed after they started listening to the podcast, and them sharing their experiences with us and us doing the same. Getting just to meet so many people has really been, you know, like you said, if I was of the religious bent, I would call it a blessing. But there are a lot of people that I consider friends that I never would have met otherwise. You know, and getting to be friends with you and Scott and Brian has been a real pleasure. Hadn't always been easy. A lot of that's my fault, because I can be a very persnickety,
what?
Whiny,
what?
Jump to conclusions bitch.
Don't even know who you're talking about.
And I know it's painting a picture of someone you've never met before, but
I don't even understand.
I'm not an easy person to get along with sometimes, especially when it's all via either Skype or through emails and tweets and texts. The written word loses so much context, and I think a lot of problems that people experience through the internet, it's because you don't get the fullness of what someone's saying just by what they've typed. And it's been difficult on occasion, but there's also been a lot of fun times too. I mean, going to South by Southwest and getting to hang out with you and watch some movies together was a lot of fun. How long was I on the podcast? Almost 6 years.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 5 and 6 years. And in that time, we've watched a shit ton of movies. Some of them we've agreed on, and some of them we have not agreed on. But I think both ways has been enlightening and entertaining to the people that listen. I think if they wanted people who just agreed with each other and slapped each other's backs all the time, there were other podcasts they could have listened to. But mm-hmm. We never approached our disagreements on the show, you know, with any real hostility. It's always been through the lens of, we are all film and television lovers. And if we don't agree, then we don't agree. But we always gave it our best to try and convince the other of why they were right or wrong. And sometimes that was really entertaining, just to hear someone else's perspective. And, I've had my mind changed on some things over time. Maybe I've changed other people's minds, but just getting to meet you guys, getting to interact with so many listeners has really been fun. And just talking movies with people who are as passionate and knowledgeable about it as I am has been a pleasure, because I work with a lot of people and they all, I like movies too. But when you start talking about the directors and the scope of these films and the franchises involved and blah, 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 they don't know a lot of that stuff. And so it becomes a quick conversation. But with you guys, you know, we know our shit, and we like talking about some of that minutia. And that's been a lot of fun, because, you know, people can be a movie fan and not get into the nitty gritty, and that's fine. But sometimes I want to get into the nitty gritty, and this was always a place I could do that in.
So on the flip side, what have you enjoyed the least?
Well, there's you guys. I would say probably the things I enjoyed the least were when we had disagreements, and whether it was me with someone else or people not involving me, I always feared that it would be the end of the show anytime there was a big disagreement. And we've had some pretty big disagreements where people had to be coaxed back on behind the scenes. But we always came together and did our best to put it behind us. But getting to that point hasn't always been fun. Losing Brian, I think him leaving was the kind of the first brick that started falling out of my wall. As a Southerner, it was always nice hearing another Southerner's perspective. He was always so fun and funny. And I don't know anyone who got as much pleasure out of screwing you up, Aaron, as much as he did. I mean, it was like a game for him, snipe hunting, and you were his snipe. And quite often he would get you and he would just cackle while I'm sure you were sitting there grinding molars, wishing he would just let you get through one damn intro without playing Utini or "Oh yeah" or something else like that. But he was a big part of the show and a big part of the soul of the show. And when he left, it made me a little sad, and it kind of made me start thinking, well, he left because he said he was gonna, you know, follow some dreams that he had. Should I maybe do the same thing? And then when I started thinking about all the things that I've had to deal with, totally non-dream related, I'm like, I've got a lot of shit that I really should be dealing with, and I'm not, and I should be. So those, when he left, I was not very happy, but usually it was when we were having disagreements that even I knew were sometimes bullshit disagreements, and it was usually on my behalf.
I agree with that. That's absolutely
100%. I knew you would. Uh-huh. I knew you'd jump in there and made sure everybody knew. But yeah, just, you know, we became a collection of friends. And for me, it's hard to see friends fight and lose a certain amount of, I wouldn't say respect, but lose kind of some camaraderie with each other. And even though we're able to come back and make the best of it and kind of put it behind us, I think sometimes things we leave behind, they still leave a little hook in us that'll occasionally pull when you hear the wrong word or something is said the wrong way. And those were not the best of moments, but I will say those were really few and far between, especially compared to all the things that I did enjoy about the show. These are things that happened, like I said, I've been 5 or 6 years, a handful of times. It's not like we were fighting every other episode. It was pretty few and far between, but when it happened, it wasn't fun.
We needed paintball guns, like internet paintball guns would have been fantastic. We should have thought about that.
Or just some dartboards with your faces on it, so I could just.
Yeah, I've got one of Aaron right here.
That's true.
You might want to sell that on some kind of like Zazzle or something. Maybe the listeners might pick up on it.
Brian's, I'm going to need a new one. I'm on my fourth one already. So
Brian's got a urinal cake with my face on it.
I believe it. I believe it.
He enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, I'm curious, and we've kind of talked about this a little bit in the past, especially like I think on our 200th episode, but can you name one movie or TV show that you probably never would have watched had it not been for doing this podcast?
Well, one movie in particular I know that I probably never would have seen is that is it called Don't Speak? The one we saw at South by Southwest.
Don't Breathe.
Don't Speak is the song. Mm-hmm. I'm not a psychological thriller guy. When it comes to horror, I want ghosts, I want demons, I want vampires. I need supernatural in my horror. I don't find Lex Luthor's. Who's the guy, Hannibal Lecter?
Oh.
Well, what am I thinking?
Same guy. They look alike.
You know, bald, whatever. I'm not a serial killer, hack and slasher kind of fan. And the premise of Don't Breathe is very much a psychological thriller. It's a kids that bust into a guy's house to steal from him and shit goes quickly wrong. That would not have probably drawn my interest. But because we were at South by Southwest and it was Fidel Alvarez's latest movie, I knew we had to see it. It didn't matter what it was about. We had to see it. And then it came out on video or went to movies. And it's on video now, right?
Mm-hmm. No, not yet.
Soon to be. When it is, I'll be picking it up. And I would not have seen it had we not been at South by Southwest. And I'm glad that we did, because it was a movie that was so interesting, did so many things right. And I hate the idea that I would have passed it by for no other reason than it was just a psychological thriller. So it's kind of made me want to open my mind a little bit towards thrillers and horror films that are of a more psychological bent and less supernatural, because I would hate to miss out on something like that again.
I'm glad you mentioned that one. That was a fun experience, really. Because neither one of us knew what the hell that was going to be. We just knew Fede Alvarez's new movie. And
yeah, I mean, we just grabbed each other's knees and held on tight. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my knee, but that's cool. You know, sell it however you want.
It was big and hard. Whatever it was, man, it was there for me.
Wow, that was butter. What has been your singular greatest memory from doing the podcast?
Single greatest memory. You know, I think it was when I put together the outtake reel for episode 100, because I had to go back through all the previous episodes and find those outtakes that I really thought would make people laugh. Mm-hmm. And through doing that, I got to re-listen to a lot of conversations that we had had and things we had discussed, movies we had reviewed. And it was just kind of like a walk down memory lane of all the good things that we had put out there and the great conversations we had had. And, you know, putting together that list of outtakes and cobbling that audio together wasn't hard, because, I mean, it was an embarrassment of riches. I could have probably made it twice as long and it still would have worked. But, you know, you get to a point where just a little much is too much. But it was great to re-listen to it. And I know that whenever I need like a little pick-me-up, that episode's out there and I could just re-download it, listen to those outtakes and listen to the four of us rip on each other. Join in with each other is another person gets ripped on. And just the out of the blue moments of someone thinking of something funny and just saying it and everyone blowing up with laughter. It was a pleasure and an honor to put that together. And I think it makes a nice time capsule of our young years. When we were just wet behind the ears podcasters. Well, not me. I'd been doing it a while. But you guys were wet behind the ears. And, you know, we were just kind of feeling our way as we went along. And, you know, things have gotten really structured as we've gone on. And that's, you know, structure is good. And it lets the listeners, they kind of get used to it. And so they know what to expect. We know what to expect. And that's great. But in the earlier years, when it was a little more loosey-goosey, I think that sometimes fed into humorous moments that might not have been there otherwise.
All right. Well, before we get into some listener comments, we're going to hear some clips from Mr. Justin McCumber. So here's some of his finer things. Yeah. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of The Hollywood Outsider, where we discuss in detail, and yes, that means spoilers. So if you've not seen the movie yet, and really, if you've not seen the movie yet, why are you listening to this podcast?
You haven't even said what the movie was.
Star Wars, Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Man, I thought this was the sisters.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in this.
Oh, did I get that wrong on the calendar?
Yeah, wrong day.
My name is Jedi Master Justin McCumber, and with me today are my fellow Force users. First, we have the yin to my yang, Sith Lord Darth Arrogance, Aaron Peterson.
I can buy that. What's going on?
Not much. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm using some mind tricks on you right now. I'm trying to choke you, but I don't know if it's reaching.
I don't think it's reaching me. Next, we have Jedi Knight Bubba Gump, Brian Williams.
What's up? With my camo robe and stuff.
Hey, Jedi.
I can see that. Robe comes out that safety orange or whatever.
Right.
And lastly, which probably does mean leastly, we have Padawan learner Scooter Womp Rat, Scotty Clark.
Scooter Womp Rat. What color is my lightsaber? We know what color Brian's is.
You don't
is.
Get one yet.
It's like a safety stick.
I'm actually just surprised I'm at least a Padawan. I figured I was going to be one of the droids.
No, no. You're a Padawan. You're learning.
They're too smart.
Yeah, they're way too smart. Is it the in front of Wolverine that's fucking yet, man? Because that seems to be about where you're fucking up.
Taking the off.
And we're going to see the Wolverine.
Today, Junior.
Are you going to kill me again? Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't see pictures.
I can't blame her.
I'm not feeling bad. Why do I still bang his daughter in front of him?
What the Jesus. Fuck is happening?
I make him watch.
It make me watch.
If you leave, don't look back. There you go.
Somebody.
The other way.
I think Justin's actually butthurt.
You're so fucking funny.
You want to bet? I can see ass right here. This is ass.
Ass isn't nudity.
Nudity would be vulva.
Can you take your pants off at school and have your ass hanging out? No, it's nudity.
That depends on your nudity. School, man.
depends on your school.
Are you fucking deleting my posts and then not telling me you're deleting my posts? I'm sorry, Brian.
Bad memories.
We won't make any jokes tonight about it. Or at least until you get kicked off. I posted a review online, so you should know what my review is. It was a 20 out of $10. Unfortunately,
we knew what it was before you wrote it.
The software doesn't allow for that, so I had to stop at $10, but I thought it was just an amazing, amazing film, a wonderful addition to the Star Wars canon, and I'll be seeing it again later today for my third time. I can't wait to go.
This is Hollywood Outsider, our weekly movie and TV podcast with a new episode every Thursday. And this week we are looking at upcoming releases, including Riddick and Winnie Mandela. Spoiler-free reviews of World's
Mandela.
End.
Mandela. Winnie it? Mandela.
I was going because it could go either way.
No, it can't. Which one of us saw The Butler? Did any of us see it?
I saw it.
How come we didn't call that episode The Butthose? He'll hear this when he listens to the episode. I completely fucking forgot we were doing this tonight. I'm just taking a shit, just all blissfully unaware.
You could probably work it in right next to the Lost reference.
How many we had? Do we have a record this week?
Between and you will note that I didn't mention Lost once during that that Lindelof shit. You guys did.
This is
you
true.
Guys did it for me.
This is true. He's finally mentally broken us.
He's conditioned us.
He's Pavloved us.
Mm-hmm.
I never
think you fucked all the people who joined before you started doing that.
I did.
I think you should just have one show where you're listing like a couple hundred names.
How much would it bet on?
No, because you'd fucking start making names up that are like eight syllables.
I had to thank Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger. Why do these all sound like Pacific Rim robots?
Asia just find it to be snarky bullshit, and I don't usually get into that stuff.
Wait, you don't get into snarky?
Not if it's not my snarky bullshit.
All right.
Everybody else's, fuck off. I cannot wait to be rich and famous so I can just fucking blow you guys off and never talk to you again.
You totally will too, won't you, asshole?
Oh, man.
I don't know if you guys can hear me, but you guys are really low. I'm trying to figure out a volume issue.
What?
Huh?
Dickheads.
When I heard a woman respond to a question with, that's a negative Ghost Rider, I wanted to fuck her right there.
Yep.
When it hits about July, you'll be thinking 75 with fond memories.
I'll absolutely be like, oh, 75. That's... Oh, 25 degrees or less. I would kill for that.
I would literally kill. Test me, God.
When you got it up and you're ready to enter the hoe.
Paris.
That's what our opening music should be. Prepare to enter the hole. I get angry when people disagree with me. That's just a personality fault of mine.
And so we're assholes because we don't agree?
That's right. That's right.
You ready, Justin?
I'm just over here eating my nuts. Oh. Here's your cashews.
It's quite possible. There might be something.
Speaking of shit, are we going to do this show?
Fuck you. Doing the contest, the like best short, best animated short, best narrative short contest. Because,
man.
Yeah.
Scotty's attacking your zipper. He's a small generation of children shaped by Scott Lindsay. Fuck.
They're going to be gamers who love Friends. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I got.
Giant heads.
And love
culture. Well, luckily he can't pass that on.
I don't think you can teach someone to elongate their dome.
Just hold your mouth closed and now blow.
All right, I guess we're waiting. Oh, you're back. Okay.
He's black, y'all. And he's black, y'all.
And I'm blibbity, blibbity, black, y'all. Worst white rappers ever.
Best white. Maybe Eminem, but that's about it.
I saw this shirt the other day that said, in math class, they call me Macklemore because I'm always what?
Are you guys caught up on Walking Dead?
No.
I won't say anything except holy shit.
Well, I mean, after they killed Carl, I really didn't know where else they were going to go. So.
Oh, God, I wish. Don't tease me. Coral?
God, those are the best memes in the whole wide world.
I drank some food coloring. I'm dying inside, Coral. Dying. Do I sound okay? I've got the mic a little further away than normal.
Yeah, you sound fine.
Okay. Good. I felt like it was crowding me. Like I had some big dick dude just trying to push its dick in my mouth.
Push it.
Does that happen a lot?
More often than I would like. I'll just put it that way.
All right, fair
enough. Not as often as I would like.
This guy made a video of himself skateboarding on his stomach down a rural street. But he put a rug on top of it. And took his shirt off, so he looks like Aladdin riding on a magic carpet. The street looks freaking hilarious. I gotta figure out how to send this to you. Huh?
A whole new world.
Well, I wasn't playing the video because I didn't, you know, audio's not allowed on here. But
if he's not singing, then it doesn't count.
But the video is pretty funny. But someone put a caption on here that said, "I can show you the world." You guys probably can't see this. Well, it's on my friend's Facebook page. I don't think it'll work. Hang on, let me try to find it.
I got the wonder of it through your voice.
I snorted.
That sounded a lot more shitty than I intended it to.
All right, ready? Justin, we want to finish your chips?
Wait a minute.
Can you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, okay.
Can I hear you chewing? Yeah, we can generally hear you chewing. Especially when you're like, I want to make sure that Aaron hears all this. Well, I guess you had a choice, but it's kind of...
Sorry, I thought I turned my shit off.
Who started porn music?
It's Black Magic Woman by Santana.
Which people definitely fuck to.
Probably, but it wasn't expressly made for porn. It's my mom's ringtone, so I don't normally think of that.
Wow.
Oh, fine. Now we're all proper.
It's like none of us here have fucked our moms. I mean, come on.
No, I mean, I think about your mom having sex all the time.
Right now, as a matter of fact. Hang on. There it is.
Butter.
Justin, did you bring chips again?
Do what?
Did you bring chips again?
It's supposed to be in theaters, but iTunes also has it for rent.
What's it called?
It's called We Are Still Here.
We Are Still Here.
Barbara That's how Crampton. I feel at the end of our podcast recordings.
So there's really no drama, no tension, no
So you fell asleep in the documentary about people that can't fall asleep.
Yep. Speaking of dicks, where's Brian at?
Boo-hoo!
Bam!
Ba-da-bum-bum!
Did you do...
Oh, man, I was mad. What? Mad at you.
Mad at me?
I was like, fuck him and his fucking new review shit that I don't fucking know how to do, and I can't fucking see it. Fuck him! I have...
Oh, you beat me to it. My cumbersome.
God damn it.
I like it.
Does what Justin's ego really need is a song named after him?
Hell yeah. I want to say thank you to Darth Arrogance, Jedi Knight Bubba Gump, and of course our Padawan learner Scooter Womp Rat. Guys, thank you so much for coming on with me this morning and talking some Star Wars. It's my favorite thing to talk about. Other than me and my books. Uh-huh. It's my favorite.
You're welcome, Darth McCumber. Okay, well, I hope you guys enjoyed those. I thought, Justin, do you want to laugh at your own jokes? You can right now.
I'm funny. I don't care what any of you guys say. I'm funny.
Oh, man. So now we've got some listener comments. And I know, and I did mention also that if you didn't get a chance to say anything you wanted to say to Justin, you can always find him on Twitter at Justin McCumber. You can go to justinmccumber.com. Or you can send him an email. He's still got an email address, justin@thehollywoodoutsider.com. Just send him an email and he'll get it and he can probably get back to you in about a month. So,
yeah. Or maybe get with me on Facebook.
Or Facebook, whatever. Whatever mode of transportation you use on the internets. Mm-hmm. So now we've got some listener comments. Scott, we'll slip on these and Justin, you can address them if you want. First up, Alexander Wass says, oh, that's sad news. Basically, we told people on Facebook and said, if you want to throw something in here, please do. And Alexander, he wanted to say that's sad news. He's very sad.
Yeah. I think he's sad.
Mm-hmm. Reese Bennett says, damn it, bunch of quitters, LOL.
Yeah. Somebody needs to tell Scott he's pretty before. I actually want to play I'm Still Standing at some point for you as like an entry theme. Like whenever you show up,
he's like the clap. You think you got rid of him, and there he is.
I just keep making the itch.
He's got to scratch harder.
Oh boy, Mike Bonovich. But what about us who love Wachowski and DC, which is pretty much just Justin and I. But still,
somebody's gonna have to start bringing up Lost on my behalf.
I don't know if I'm sure it's in here somewhere. We're just getting started. We're just getting started.
Jay Edwardson says, is this like the Haunted Hill House? Last one gets the podcast.
That's actually really funny. Laura Eckhart, bummer. You will be missed, Justin.
Mm. Thank you.
And Tamla, is it Tamla? Isn't it Payne?
Tamla, or is it Tammy Plain?
Plain. Okay, I'm sorry. In my mind, I've always thought it was Tamla Payne, but Tamla Plain says, what in the blue balls? No. And then a bunch of sad and angry smiley or not smiley emoticons.
But what it's in just the one blue ball balls? Now.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh,
just
boy.
Just one lonely blue
what
ball.
What in the blue ball?
That's right.
Philip Thompson says, bye-bye, starfish.
Starfish.
I think it's a Finding Nemo reference.
Maybe.
Like starfish.
I'll take it. It's... Sounds like it was said in kindness.
It was in kindness. That's. I think it's Finding Nemo.
And John Parrish says, it's the Beatles all over again. Again, which Beatle am I? Am I Ringo? You got to be Ringo, right?
Which one sucked?
That was Ringo.
Okay. Damn it, Ringo. Jonathan Spear. Oh, man. Sad day. Justin is the reason why I found The Hollywood Outsider all of those years ago.
Hmm. You're welcome.
Wayne Edwards says, I really enjoyed Justin for many reasons. His humor, insight, and potential for nuttiness, which is a good thing. One more thing I like about him is that Justin had an understanding of genre. He knows all the sci-fi, fantasy, horror, etc., books, comics, movies, and whatever else. His knowledge of the Lord of the Rings is what hooked me to the show, honestly. His open-minded joy for so many things geeky hooked me. He will be missed.
Aw, thanks, Wayne. Hmm?
That was very sweet. Mac Herring.
You guys are going to have to start reading some comic books now.
I've read plenty. I just haven't read necessarily all of them. You know,
just read the ones with Spider-Man on the cover.
Yeah, Spider-Man, Daredevil, Indiana Jones. He had a comic. Yeah.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. He sure did. I had all of them. Every damn one. I still have them. My son will get them when I die. Ty Nelson. Mac Herring. I don't want to make this all sappy. Good luck, Justin, and may the force be with you.
Oh, Mac, you could have gone sappy. I am.
Ty Nelson says, sorry to hear this. Hope all is well and best of luck for whatever comes next.
Thank you.
Sean McGuire, until we hear you again, y'all come back now. You hear?
Sweet. Good for a Southerner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Michael Faulkner, I'm sad to see him go, but he and Brian are getting the last laugh. The promo is out of date.
That's really funny. Damn it, Michael. Quezada. Okay. I subscribe to dozens of podcasts, so I'm behind, and I don't know the particulars for Justin's exit. Was it for health reasons, boredom, too much work, or did he finally trademark his voice and image and demand a monthly tribute from you? That sounds closer to accurate. I appreciate your efforts to keep this enterprise going, Mr. Peterson, and you, Brian and Scott, are great, but Justin puts the hoe into Hollywood Outsider. My best to you, Justin.
I'm a hoe wherever I go, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's very sweet.
I'm a poet.
I didn't know
you
it.
You didn't know it?
Oh, had to do it.
Sean Salami? Is that really his name?
Yeah, I hope so. He's a big guy.
This came as shocking news to me. I'm a few episodes behind on the show, but this news definitely sucks. Justin always had a very unique opinion on things I will most definitely miss. Peace, my friend.
Salami, bologna. Isn't that what they used to do in those old Bugs Bunny cartoons?
Maybe, but I feel a little pervy right now thinking about it.
Move along.
Mike Victor, I'll miss Justin. He always brought some clever insight into the show and kept the other hoes on their toes. But all that said, I wish him the best. I look forward to the day the hoes are talking about a movie adaptation to one of his books. Thank you for all the hours of entertainment, Justin.
Oh, God, you guys are going to rip it to shreds.
Never. Never,
it's
never.
This shit.
Never. I still want that.
The visuals in this movie were amazing, but just that writing. Ugh.
That story sucked.
My God, that ball was dropped.
And the last one comes from Peter Germany. Or is that the last one?
I've got one that wasn't. It came on like as a tweet later. Sorry.
Peter Germany says, Justin, I'm going to miss hearing you each week. I found this podcast after hearing you mention it on the Dead Robot Society and have never looked back. I'm going to miss hearing your passionate defense of the Matrix sequels, and I'll miss hearing your thought out opinions and your sense of humor. Good luck with all your endeavors, and I can't wait to get your next book.
Aw, thank you.
That's very, very sweet. And last one from Page to Screen. No! Don't quit. The team is all breaking up. Justin, I hope you pop up on the hoe from time to time. You are a fantastic part of a great team.
Hey, that's all up to these other guys on the microphone.
Well, I assume Star Wars is probably something you'd be dying for. And some Marvelness. Some Marvel at some Marvelness.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be seeing them on their opening day. And if you want to have me back on, sure.
Absolutely.
I'd love to come on and do like a quick review segment or something like that.
How before we get to the goodbyes, is there stuff like anything on the show unresolved you want to talk about? Anything that you wish you would have mentioned about movies or TV or anything like that?
No, I mean, we really covered everything we needed to cover. I loved having all those conversations about movies and the TV shows that we all love. It was so nice to learn things about movies that I'd never known before, whether they're new movies or old. I know I watched plenty of films and TV shows because one of you guys mentioned it and hyped it up for the rest of us to give it a listen. But I think right now I need to focus on the family, focus on myself, focus on my writing. Unfortunately, books do not write themselves. And if they're going to get out there, then I have to write them. And I've got more ideas for books than I've got time to write them all. So if I can just get more regimented in my, not process, but in my routines, then hopefully I'll get to, you know, get to writing more. And maybe someday there will be a movie or a TV show based on one of my works. I know the book I'll be writing next is a supernatural Western, and ooh, I could easily see it as a TV show or a movie.
That sounds really cool.
It does sound cool.
It's about the Four Horsemen, but it takes place in the Old West.
So it's literal to a degree.
Four Horsemen.
Yeah, to a degree.
Yeah, I mean, they are literally horsemen, but yeah, it just, I've always been kind of fascinated by that idea of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. And after doing some reading about them and learning more about them, I thought it would make a unique character type to make as a protagonist in a Western. I've always loved Westerns, but I never really felt like I could write one, because what am I going to add to that milieu? But by adding the Four Horsemen to it and making them the protagonists, most especially Death, I could add something. And so I'm really looking forward to getting started on that one. I've got some visual ideas. I've got some notes written down for it, and I look forward to tackling it. And Daniel Kern, I've reached out to him to see if he'd be interested in maybe doing the art for the cover and some interior work. And he said he would. He's a listener to the show, right?
I think so.
But and Arjun Davenport, I've reached out to him to do some art for my horror novels, to do like kind of like a character piece of Maya. And so hopefully someday he'll get off his lazy ass and do that.
So, Justin, now that you're not going to have us bugging you about it, you know, every week or day in, day out, is it pretty much official that you're never going to see The Lion King at this point?
Oh, geez. You know, for a while, I just kind of didn't watch it just to be contrary. But so many people have effing talked about just how good it is that I feel like I'm just cutting my nose off to spite my face at this point. So I'm going to have to watch it. I can't say I'll do it tomorrow, but it's something that I've let become a thing, and I don't need it to be a thing anymore. So I'll watch it at some point, and hopefully some point soon, I'll watch it, and then I'll send out a Facebook post to the world. I have watched The Lion King, and it sucked. Well,
that's an episode you should come back for, so you can discuss how amazing you thought that movie was. Like, I've been singing Hakuna Matata for weeks. That's what I did.
So aren't they doing a more live-action-y version of it, as they're doing with all the rest of them?
Everything Disney is coming. Guy Ritchie's doing Aladdin. What?
That is weird.
It's a Cockney accent for Aladdin? I don't understand.
That's really weird.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it's coming, but
like monkeys?
You got to see the cartoon, though. You can't use the "I'm going to wait for the live action" bullshit. You actually have to go watch the cartoon. It's required.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to compare and contrast.
Okay, Scott, we're gonna say our goodbyes and then let Justin have the floor. It is your time, sir. Say what you like.
All right, man. I actually knew you before you came onto the podcast. We met on the Rotten Tomatoes forums, man. That had to have been like, what, 16, 17 years ago, something like that?
It's been a while.
Yeah, for real. To me, you're always Reaver in my mind. That's how mm-hmm. I got to know you originally. That was your screen name on Rotten Tomatoes. You argued just as much on there as you did as you do on the podcast. And spoke your mind and didn't hold back whatsoever. And I think I was the one that actually... Correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron. Didn't I recommend
you did
bring in Justin on when we started this whole thing?
You absolutely did. Yep.
And because I said he's very opinionated, and I know that Aaron, that's right up Aaron's alley. He likes the different differing opinions and someone that's going to speak his mind and not hold back. And I said that's Reaver. So I think it was we were in the first like third episode is when you came on, wasn't it? No. Or was it?
He's part of the. Very, he was in the very first the, episode,
very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it was us at the beginning, and one other guy, and it's been one hell of a ride, man. I have to thank you for a number of things. Number one, for making me more open minded about movies. I feel like up to that point, I loved movies, but I was very much selective. And since then, after hearing you talk about things, I was able to give things much more of a shot, even though I didn't always agree with your fondness of certain things. But it was always worth it to go try to find that one that one flick that just totally surprised me and shocked me. And I still feel like I'm getting even more open-minded as I get older, and a lot of that's attributed to you and you know, the attitude towards film that you've given me. And I know when we started the show, I was, and even to this day, I still have a reputation of being very thin-skinned, and I'll fully admit to that. But I think that to at least some degree, I've toughened up over the years, and a lot of that is attributed to you as well. And I mean this in a positive way. I'm not saying this in a negative way at all. It took me 5 years to figure out It took me several years to figure out that you actually did like me. Yeah. And it was all in good fun. And it took me a long time to figure that out and realize that. But looking back now, it was those kinds of things, you know, not every single time, but were done more in love and for entertainment factor. And you know, I appreciate it. I've grown as a person, and I've learned how to stand up for myself with arguments and not be afraid to say what I think at times, to not hold back, not be shy about it, and stand up for what I believe in. And because you sure do that in spades. So we've had a ton of fun. I will miss that laugh you do when you do that cackling thing that you do. I know I landed something really good. Or when I got to do some sick burn on you and just get to gloat for a second that I finally got you the one time, which made up for all the 50 that you got me right, you know, before that. So, and just so many good memories. I mean, we talked about the time we had, like, the one time we all saw a movie at the exact same time and just texting back and forth and all gushing about Guardians of the Galaxy. Such a good memory. You're a fellow gamer like me, and we've shared a lot of recommendations and love for a lot of games out there.
Mm-hmm.
You were kind of in my corner there, because the other two don't. Aaron plays games as well, even though he likes to give me a hard time about it. Brian dabbles, but you were always my guy that had me in the corner. And whenever there was a lull in the show, we could kind of have our own little conversation. And then be like, hear Aaron in the background going, okay, guys, let's wrap it up. We got to get back to movies now. So,
this ain't the go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really regret that I never got a chance to meet you in person. And I hope that still will happen sometime in the future. I actually used to live in Dallas, and it's kind of weird knowing that I used to live right around the corner from you and never got to meet you until years later. So hopefully we can hook up sometime in the future. I've been wanting to go back to Dallas for years anyway. So, I wish you all the best and look forward to seeing what else you do with your writing and hope things work out for you. And I hope, your load gets lightened a little bit in the coming months and things start, looking up for you. Gonna miss you, man.
I appreciate that. There may be occasion for me to come up to Chicago way and stop by and see you guys. But I'll tell you what, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't have even bothered with you. If I don't like somebody, I just ignore them, because I'd rather ignore them than get drawn into some kind of useless argument. If I like you, then I'm there and we'll converse. And usually the more I like you, the more apt I am to maybe be a little louder and brusque than I should be, because I know you can take it.
Right.
So it was always meant in good fun.
I know that now.
I would never have tried to hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I know why.
Speaking of hurt feelings.
Yeah, now Aaron. I know why he ignores me. So that's coming into light. We started this whole thing a long time ago. And Scott and I had been friends. We've been friends, I don't even know how long, 20 years, whatever the number is. And we had talked about what kind of voices we wanted. If we did this, you know, what kind of voices we wanted and who would be the right fit. And like he said, Scott suggested you. He said, you know, I am of that mind that just agreeing on everything gets, you know, it's bad radio. I just don't enjoy it. And somebody that had diverse opinions and was open to debating them and discussing them. And he suggested Justin, we had him on the show, and, you know, it was kind of like a, let's see who fits, you know, those first couple episodes, let's see who fits. And I thought Justin fit right from the get go, but we kind of had obligations. So we had to give another guy a shot. No offense if he's listening still, but I doubt he is. And, but Justin was right fit, and he came on, and we started something that I think, you know, the first year, nobody listened to but our friends and our family. And I don't even know if our, well, my mom didn't ever listen. So maybe just friends. And then at some point, I don't know when it happened or when it hit or when it started catching on, we started getting more and more attention. And it was for everybody's contributions. But throughout it, Justin has been a very distinct voice, and he has, led to some of the great moments of the podcast. You know, when you point to Chewy Don't Take, I know Brian, Brian gets all the credit. Brian always gets the credit for that one, but you know, Justin actually said it. So if you go back and listen to that outtake, it's actually Justin that says Chewy Don't Take. And, you know,
yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Brian got it going, but Justin threw it out there. So it's like kind of a shared thing, but it's kind of funny. And there have been so many moments, the infamous gay Spider-Man debate that led in the Chewy Don't Take, but it was,
I was going to say that was the same episode.
Yeah. But it became such a heated thing that went insane. And Justin, I think Justin and I are probably the ones that debated or fought the most, just because I think we're both very strong-willed and opinionated people. And in that respect, we are similar. So, you know, once we believe in something, we're not going to back down just because anybody else tells us we should. And that's something I respect in Justin. It's something I've always respected in Justin. And he's got the ability to formulate his thoughts in ways that sound more intelligent than mine, which often hurts a debate sometimes. Doesn't mean he's always right, but he sounds better at it. So, God damn it, it makes me sound not so smart. There's been many of those moments, but he has an appreciation for films that otherwise might be ignored. He has an appreciation for art that I think is sorely missing in a lot of, especially the podcast circles, you know, where a lot of people are just looking for things to hate and looking for reasons to hate on a lot of different kind of properties in DC, and Wachowskis are two prominent ones that he's been a defender of. And, you know, Justin is a fan. So he will point out, you know what, look for here's what I see. And I'm not saying that every one of those movies is a 10, but I will say that if you listen to his opinion and you listen to it thoroughly, there are some points that I think people could take to heart, and they usually do. They might not always agree and say, okay, you're loving it too much. I'm sure he's had many of those moments. But he has a lot of points in there, if you listen to it, that are very introspective and very thought out. And you're not going to get that in a lot of shows. You're not going to get that from a lot of personalities. A lot of people just have their opinion, and that's it. And a lot of that opinion is swayed by popular opinion. Justin doesn't care what anybody thinks, really. He's just, you know, it's whatever Justin thinks. So throughout the podcast, throughout the show, he has been an instrumental voice in the show itself and in the success of the show. And as we have grown and over all the bumps and the things that he talked about where we've had personality conflicts and whatnot, you know, a lot of that comes down to just stress, personality. You're working with people. I know it's not work. It's supposed to be fun, but it can be work sometimes when you do it every single week. It can feel.
Well, to be honest, I have been on this podcast longer than I've held a single job.
Wow.
So, like, yeah. we've worked together on this podcast longer than I've been at one company. So,
yeah, we had you pegged for the first to go.
Yeah, you did.
We sure did. I sure did. But seriously, he has a voice that has transcended the show and has left an indelible mark on the podcast and I think on podcast culture through both Dead Robot Society and this show. You know, he's made a stamp, and that's an impressive feat in a world of 10, 20,000 podcasts, whatever it is. There are many who know who Justin McCumber is, for whatever the reasons, they know who Justin McCumber is. And that's something that I think, Justin, you should be proud of. You should take that to heart, and that should mean something to you. I know I've also seen him go through his writing career from, I wouldn't say the beginnings, because, I mean, you were a writer before you joined, but, I mean, really, from really publishing your novels. And seeing our listeners embrace them and support them and, you know, give them a chance just because they liked hearing your voice, so they wanted to read your book. And I that's impressive as hell to me. I'm like, somebody likes that person so much, they're willing to spend their money to support what they love, what their dream is. And I think that is something that is just extremely there's not much that can top that in my mind. That's a certain level of respect most people don't get, and it's commendable. It's impressive. It's respectable. I admire it. I really do admire it. And on a personal level, I mean, we've gone up and down throughout this podcast. We've had our ups and downs. We've had our ins and outs and our disagreements and stuff. And I think it's because we're both very strong individuals, and we have very specific points of view on just about everything. And neither one of us want to back down. You know, we don't back down. But we're still remaining friends. We've still gotten over everything, even when, you know, we've had issues, we've gotten over it and moved past it. But the first time when we went to South by Southwest, which we mentioned several times, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. We shared a bathroom. Not many people can share bathrooms, as far as I'm concerned.
I thought we should have shared a bed.
I'm not saying we didn't, but you probably shouldn't have drank so much. We had a good time. We had a fun time. And here's the thing. And we've done the podcast for 5.5 years, whatever the number is. But we've never had met in person. Now, Brian, I had met several times. Scott, I've known forever. But I've never actually met Justin. So you do have, you know, we're going to meet and we're going to spend 5 days together. Knowing that we have had a history of butting heads in the past on the podcast and on the social media and whatnot. So I'm sure you were probably just as worried, like, oh, shit, how's this going to go? This could go mm-hmm. bad pretty quick.
But I knew I had the car.
Yeah, that's true. You just left me hanging out.
Fuck this.
Piss off, dick. Good luck getting to the airport, fucker. And it was a nice time. We had a lot of fun, and we got to go experience a lot of things that most people in the country never get to experience. How do you really top that, as far as I'm concerned? I think that's one of the most memorable moments of my life, going to that with my friend, my coworker, my podcast host, however you want to word it, and just having a great time. What's that?
Your lover.
We don't talk about it on the podcast.
That's right. What happened there stayed there. My bad.
So it's just, you know, he's been a part of our lives for 5 years. He's been a friend for 5 years. He's been a great host for 5 years and a writer for his whole life. And please buy his books. Go to justinmccumber.com or go to the Amazon link and buy it through, you know, the Hollywood Outsider. I wish you the best. I know you have had a really hellacious year. It's been really, really... I know that we've had some friction because of it, because, you know, we try to be sympathetic. Obviously I'm trying to be sympathetic, but there's also a podcast to do and all that other stuff. There's no right answer for anything. And you really have had like just a bitch of a year, and I completely understand that. And, you know, the fact that we're still able to talk, I think is sane enough right there. A lot of people probably, you know, they would just, oh, well, I can't do it. You know, I can't, we've had issues here and there, but we've gotten over them and we're still friends, and we're able to do this goodbye episode, which you so richly deserve because you're part of this podcast. You always have been. And I do hope you come back at some point when you feel up to it and ready, and just let us know something you want to come on and talk about, or you're excited. You want to talk about some movies again. You just feel it this week, or you're feeling in a good mood or something, just let us know and we'll work it out. We are going to miss you. I wish you nothing but the best. You've been an asset, a friend, and a great co-host. I wish you the best.
Aw, you can make me start weeping again.
Now it's to you, sir.
Well, you know, I feel like I've said all this already, but I'll just put it all together in, you know, one lump little speech. My love is a tough love, and it's not always easy, but I like to think at the end of the day, it's worth it. I'm not an easy person to get along with. I am very passionate about my opinions and about the things that I like and dislike. I am sometimes too quick to form those opinions. I'm not always, even though I try to be eloquent, I don't always say things the way that I should say them. And because of that, and because of my passion, I can get myself into trouble. But you guys have stuck with me through thick and thin. We've always been able to work things out. And I can't say how much I appreciate that enough. This has been a great place to come and talk about movies. You guys are going to have a great year next year because there is such an incredible lineup of movies coming out between Pirates of the Caribbean, which that trailer looks so good, with Wonder Woman, with Justice League, with Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, next year is going to be one hell of a year for movies. And I know you guys are going to be anxious to review all of them. The listeners are going to be anxious to hear what you guys think. If at any point you guys want me to come on and talk about one of them, I would be happy to do so. I want to just thank the listeners for being there, for being my friends, for reaching out and saying hello. I hope you're doing well. For asking about myself, my family, things like that. I do want to say thank you to all of those who have read the stuff that I put out there. I kind of cover the gamut when it comes to genre. I can't just stick to one, and that's difficult to build a writing career on because people like consistency, and I'm not a consistent genre writer. I'll hop from sci-fi to fantasy to horror and back again, but enough of you have read my stuff and reached out to tell me what you think that it's always put a smile on my face. I know you guys are going to do really well with our John Davenport on the show. He's got a great voice. I think he'll be a worthy addition to this podcast. And I wish all of you nothing but the best for the years to come in doing this. And it will be interesting to now be a listener and not knowing what's coming, rather than someone who was there the entire time and knows where all the clips were made and where all the edits were done. Now I'll just have to wonder, like the rest of them, what got edited out and why. And hopefully someone will pick up the F-bomb torch, will carry it for me, and will occasionally let loose a little flurry of F-words, because damn it, sometimes you just have to do that. But anyway, it's been a really nice 5.5 years. I've really enjoyed being a part of what you've put together, Aaron. And I just hope that we can maintain that friendship off the show. I know Scotty and I will always be able to talk about games. And I know you and I will always be able to talk about really just about anything, whether it's movies or TVs or just what's going on. But everybody, I love all of you. I hope everything you want comes to you, and that all the years ahead we'll see the show just getting more and more popular until one day you guys are maybe on TV, sitting in some audience theater chairs, and then I could start emailing and asking, why am I not there? Why have you not called me? I've got books to sell, damn it. Just surround myself with posters on my covers. But no, in all seriousness, it's really been an adventure being with you guys. And my movie watching life honestly won't be the same, because I'm sitting here looking at my wallpaper on my screen, and right now it's Pirates of the Caribbean, and I wish that I had been able to talk to you guys about it before this. And there are a lot of movies coming up that I'm going to go, damn it, I wish I could say this or say that, and just won't have had the opportunity to. But maybe I'll tweet it. Maybe I'll send a Facebook post and berate you guys online as opposed to vocally. But that's it for me. I hope everybody does well, lives well, loves well, and
just be safe. And remember, the next time you go to a theater, may the force be with you.